Hello there, my brother, and welcome to the Inspired by Impact 24 Before 2024 Challenge for Men. Now, the challenge is really simple. Hear the inspiration, determine your integration, and commit to taking your one small, specific, and simple step in the next 24 hours to ignite the impact you wish to see in your work. Now, let's get to today's challenge. My brother, day number 21 of the 24 Before 2024 Challenge is all about a key to productivity most people ignore. And this one is featuring my man, Danny Kennedy, who's a fitness trainer, mindset mentor, and an unbelievable podcaster over at the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. Dude's been fucking, he's been in the game for a while. And I consider him as like one of the OGs when it comes to podcasting. But he's going to have a nice long little rant on the mic here, because while I'm only going to emphasize one portion of his quote, he speaks about something else in the second portion of this that is so incredibly important to keep top of mind whenever we're starting something and may not be progressing as fast as we want to be. So listen to that part as well. But I'm going to kick off his inspiration now, and then I'm going to give you a little reminder of the piece we're going to be using for today's 1-2-MMU. Principle for you, what's one thing that you've taken from the gym and applied outside the gym?
Yeah, I mean, firstly, I agree with both of the points so far. And I think one of the most important things when we talk about the gym in particular, in the end of the day, we can have the most optimal approach. We can have the most optimal structure. And as Jai said, I'm a huge, huge fan of structure. And I think it's so important. But at the same time, we also need to make sure that we enjoy the process. One of the first things I say to clients that I work with is that I can give you the most optimal approach, but if you're not looking forward to it, then it's not the most optimal approach for you. So in that instance, I think, you know, what Kate's mentioned is super important as well. But for me, there's kind of two. I know you asked for one, but I couldn't separate the two. So the first one is, you know, and I've been really diving down that personal development pathway over the last few years and really integrating the two. And the similarities I've seen in particular when I think about meditation and training in particular, when I'm speaking to people now who are just starting their journey with meditation or mindfulness or starting to understand that whole personal development side of things, there's always a lot of frustration at the beginning around, you know, I've been doing this for the last few weeks and it just feels like I can't meditate, or I keep thinking about other stuff, or I can't seem to, it's not a good meditation or whatever. And the first thing I say is it's the similarities between the gym and meditation in particular are so similar, right? Because you never go to the gym for 1 week. Let's say you've been to the gym for a week and it's your first week you've ever been in the gym. You're not going to expect within 2 weeks to look like Arnold. Right? It's about showing up consistently and making those investments in yourself over time.
So yes, I definitely could have gone with the last part of that in terms of being consistent, making investments in yourself over time. But here, I'm going to emphasize the first portion of this since we're talking about specific, well, that was a principle that works from inside the gym and taking it outside the gym. But there was another part that he said that hit me really hard as well. That is changed the game for me in the past, and something that I live by very much so. But here we go. Quote, in the end of the day, we can have the most optimal approach. We can have the most optimal structure, but at the same time, we also need to make sure that we enjoy the process. I can give you the most optimal approach, but if you're not looking forward to it, then it's not the most optimal approach for you. End quote. Now, as a personal trainer, one of the biggest mistakes I made early in my career was using cookie cutter programs for clients who said they wanted to lose weight or get stronger. What I found frustrating as hell was how some clients loved the programs, while others, it was like pulling teeth to get them to do the fucking work. I used to blame the clients for their lack of discipline, willpower, or desire, and that's because that's what I was being fed were the reasons why myself and so many others don't get the results we say that we want. Discipline, willpower, or desire. Side note, I remember one of the quotes that I absolutely used to preach these so, or preach this quote so much from Tony Robbins. He said, change is never a matter of ability. It's always a matter of motivation. And it sounds good. It sounds good. But guess what? Motivation is 100% an exhaustible resource. And I would put so much money down on the fact that real transformation, not change, because change is fucking temporary. When we're talking about making a difference in our lives, igniting an impact we wish to see in our world, we're talking about transformation. We want shit to stay different, not just get different. We want it to stay different. So we're talking about transformation. Transformation comes from what you do when you're not motivated. Not motivated. I'm going to give myself a little pat on the back here because I was not fucking motivated to do these at all today. Pumped out the MMU Mondays, and now this is going to be the third challenge episode, which is decent for me. Even though I wasn't fucking motivated at all to do it. So that leads us to the integration question. Remember on day 19, I told you that this was going to be a variation thereof. So here we go. What is one habit or practice that you are either avoiding or doing with a shitload of willpower that if you simply made it more enjoyable, you might actually stick with it? So let me demo first. This one be called the Podcast Pro Tip. Now, my first year of podcasting, I published 32 episodes. Now, right now, I'm 10 months into year two, and I've got 116 total episodes done. Some quick math will tell you that I will more than triple last year's output. That doesn't include these challenge episodes. That doesn't include the bonus MMU episodes. That doesn't include several other bonus episodes that I've done. Now, have I gotten that much better, more efficient, or hired some help? Maybe a small yes to the first two, but a no to the third. What made all the difference was that I created and found reasons to enjoy podcasting more. If it works in the gym, it works in everyday life. You'll do more of something if you actually fucking enjoy it. So, IBI principle number 44, because we need a spot with this one. Side note here, I don't know why I didn't think about doing the need a spot after the let me demo portion until 19 days in. Like, fuck me. I'm blaming that on all the brothers in my challenge right now. You guys should have pointed that out because it doesn't make sense. And this makes way more sense. I shouldn't have had to figure this shit out on my own. Anyways, I'm just bugging you guys. Okay, so IBI principle number 44. It might not be the what. It might be the when. Now, training in the morning is my jam. 6 a.m. training sessions are no problem at all. Try to get my ass to the gym in the afternoon or evening, and it's a 50-50 shot. What is the difference? The when. Oftentimes, when trying to fix the what, it helps to first look at the when. Because if you can get the when right, you may not even need to fix the what. And I can't even tell you how many fucking times this has worked for me. Say, for example, food prep. That's something that I definitely could have demoed here. Because food prep for such a long time, man, like I hated it. I hated doing it because I was working. I didn't want to do it in the morning because that's when I'm most creative. I'm working out in the morning as well, so I'll save it at night. But come nighttime, I've exhausted all my willpower, my discipline, and my desire. And it's like, fuck this. I'm just going to put something in the oven that's nice and quick. And chances are, if it's nice and quick, it's not healthy. I totally take that back. What I was putting in the oven that was nice and quick wasn't healthy. There's lots of nice and quick stuff you can put in the oven that's healthy, but pizza's not one of them for me. So food prep was something that when I changed it to doing it in the mornings or even just early afternoons instead of leaving it till nighttime, it was much more likely to happen. It was much more enjoyable too because I was in a better mood. So again, focus on the when sometimes as opposed to the what. That being said, what is one habit or practice that you are either avoiding or doing with a shitload of willpower that if you simply made it more enjoyable, you might actually stick with it? Let us know. That wraps up the Aussie edition of the challenge. And you can check these guys out and girls out on episode 108 of Inspired by Impact. That was a fucking amazing podcast. Speaking of amazing podcast, I don't know if I saved the best for last, but man, like the next two, because we're going to have a bonus day because I realized I didn't get Jenny Lee on this list. And she said so many fucking epic things during our podcast, which she was the finale for the Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. But anyways, the next three episodes, we've got the UK connection. We've got Susie, we've got George, and we've got Blake. If anybody gets that reference, please hit me up, because that's fucking amazing if you do, and it's a hilarious skit by Key and Peele. Anyways, we're done with the Aussies. Now we're going on to the UK crew in days 22, 23, and 24 of the 24 before 2024 challenge. And we're starting a new sign-off today. We're calling another audible. No more "we got this." Same question I end every single one of my posts with. What are you training for?